Show. Amadou and Mariam are beloved across the globe, ambassadors for West African music. Amadou Bakayoko and Mariam Doumbia are married. They're from Mali, and they both lost their vision as children. They sing in French and Bambara on their latest album, Eclipse, and tell a deeply personal story about their experiences with blindness and their rise to global fame. Amadou and Mariam join us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Merci.
Yes.
Thank Merci. You.
Your newest record, Eclipse, is taken from recordings from a performance you did 10 years ago at 2012 Manchester International Festival. You did the show in total darkness. Why?
Même si on voit pas ce qu'on entend, on comprend.
Even if you can't see, you can understand what you're listening to. Music is, how can I describe it?
On l'avait voulu faire pour que les gens qui voient puissent se mettre dans le monde des non-voyants.
We wanted to put people who can see into the world of those who can't. You can appreciate music even without vision. You can lean into your imagination. There's actually a lot you can learn by listening to music without trying to see.
One of the songs you performed was version of perhaps your most famous song, Sabali. I'm going to close my eyes. Maybe some other people sitting at their kitchen tables or in their bedrooms might want to also, as we listen.
In this song, Sabali, we touch on topics of love. This song has lots of instrumentals, so even if you don't understand all the words, you can get close. You know, we're talking about love. I think it's probably best to listen to this song in the dark.
Mieux d'entendre ce morceau-là dans l'obscurité, surtout, je pense.
Oui, oui, c'est vrai. La musique, c'est sans frontières, quoi. On peut
yes, that's true. Music is borderless. You can listen even if you don't understand the lyrics. In that song, Sabali, we sing about love. We sing about patience. When you're patient, there's so much you can achieve.
Chérie, avec toi, la vie est belle. Chérie, ne me laisse pas seule. Reste à côté de moi. Serre-moi dans tes bras. Je t'aime beaucoup. I love you. Kiss me. Avec toi, chérie.
How did the two of you begin to make music together?
Nous sommes rencontrés à l'Institut des Jeunes Aveugles.
We met at Mali's Institute for the Young Blind. I was a student there. I went to learn Braille. When I got there, they recognized that I had a beautiful voice. So they asked me to teach other students how to sing and dance. When Amadou arrived at the Institute, we created an orchestra together.
Quand Amadou est allé là-bas, on a créé un orchestre.
Je pense à toi, mon amour, ma bien-aimée. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, ma chérie.
Et j'ajouterais que Amadou était dans beaucoup d'orchestres.
I'll add that I was in a lot of orchestras before going to the Institute. I was already a musician. I started playing music when I was 2 years old. I played percussion, what we call in Mali, djembe.
Djembe.
When I was 10, I played the harmonica and the flute. After that, I started to sing and play the guitar.
Et c'est de là que tu...
Everything went from there.
Quand je suis dans mon lit, je ne rêve qu'à toi.
Quant à moi, depuis à l'âge de 6 ans, c'est ce que j'ai dit, je chantais.
I started singing when I was 6 years old. I sang at weddings and baptisms. People asked me to sing at these events. They'd give me gifts. I listened to the radio a lot, to the singers in Mali at the time. I imitated them. I loved music. I was always next to my father's radio. That's how it started. I see music as a gift.
C'est à partir de la musique qu'on a commencé à s'aimer.
C'est
parce
ça.
Qu'on avait la...
We fell in love through music. We both wanted to make music. She has a beautiful voice, and I was already a musician. Apart from that, when we sang songs together, the audience would say, wow, that's a good-looking couple. So not only did we love each other, but our audiences encouraged us even more.
There's an old saying in Mali, marriage is a rope that two people wear on their necks to unite against the depravity of life.
Eclipse features what amounts to clips from your personal stories. Let's play something. It's narration from the English version of Eclipse.
Amadou and Mariam are ready for marriage. Everyone is mobilized that Sunday in Bamako for the grand celebration of their union. And believe me when I say that there was no lack of liveliness at that event. Some even came from the depths of Mali to witness it. Amadou and Mariam become the first young blind couple of Mali, and this title will follow them for years.
Is there something that you hope people who hear this album can learn that's disclosed in these songs and in your personal story?
Alors, c'est l'album Eclipse est sorti pour que les gens puissent.
We released the album Eclipse so that people could really understand our story, our journey, how we got started, how we became famous. We have to put this message out there so people understand that you can start out small and become huge as long as you maintain hope and bravery.
Tout grand quand on a l'espoir et quand on a le courage.
Let me ask you about another song on this album, Demi-Sinu. And in the narration, you say this is about a child facing what you call the injustice of destiny. Mariam, you wrote this song. What did you want to convey?
J'ai composé cette chanson.
I wrote this song in order to help children and take care of children. Unemployment was a major issue in Mali. Lots of people had very little. There were people who were sick. I wrote this song to encourage people to help them get out of these difficult situations. I often sing on behalf of children.
Je chante beaucoup pour les enfants.
Yeah. It's such an honor to have both of you with us. May we please ask if you could sing a little of a song for us before you leave?
Oui, oui on peut faire.
On peut faire.
Ok. Je peux commencer?
Oui, oui.
Ni ta mara ni ma kodon ibe koye mogolu. Ni yalala ni makoye ibe kodon mogolu.
The world-famed Malian musical duo, Amadou and Mariam, their latest release, Eclipse.
Mogolu.
This interview was produced by Danielle Kay. We also had interpretation help from Yannick Tardy.
Ambefeka segiso.